The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, Text Number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 28, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: A person who has broader intelligence, who may be full of all material desire, or may be without any material desire, and who also desires liberation, by all means must worship the Supreme Whole Personality of Godhead.
So, this is our conclusion. There are three classes of men, human beings, not with hands and legs, actually human beings, those who know what is the purpose of life. The purpose of life, the first basic principle of our life is that we have come here in this material world for becoming master, lording it over the material nature. Although we cannot do it, that is our desire. They are called sarva-kama. There is no limit of desires. Anyone, you find out ordinarily in this world, you ask him, what is your ultimate desire? There is no limit. Therefore, it is sarva-kama. Pralayantupasitam. Till the time of death, there is desire. Dying man, he is also desired. I have seen it practically. One gentleman in Allahabad, he was contemporary of our age. He was dying at the age of 54 years, and he was crying, and he was requesting the doctor. He was a very rich man. My dear doctor, can you not give me at least 4 years' life? So I could finish my program. The nonsense, what is your program? You see? I've seen it. don't move leg like that. So, therefore they are called sarva-kama. There is no end. He does not know he is going to die, and he thinks that doctor can prolong his life. Is it possible to prolong life? Not for a second even. When you are destined to die, you must die. Mittu sarva harascha ham. This death is Krishna. He cannot defy Krishna. That is not possible. Krishna says, mṛtyu aham sarva harascha. Just like Prahlad Maharaj's father. He was so proud and he was confident, now I have taken benediction from Brahma. I live forever. So he was very much proud. Just like Kurmis, they also think, when there will be disease and there will be point of death, I shall take care very nicely. There are so many good physicians, I shall call them and they will give me life. So this is demonic. You cannot protect yourself by so-called science, physician, or power. It is not possible. Because the death is Krishna. Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, all many demons, they thought it that we shall live forever. So anyone who is thinking like that, he is a demon. He cannot stop death. mrittu sarva harascha aham. If you don't give to Krishna, then Krishna will appear just like Nisingadev, and he will take away everything from you and kill you. That's all. Now who can challenge? Who is that? Who can challenge Krishna? No, nobody can. That is Krishna. So, the sarva-kama, so after the end of life, all these politicians, we have seen Gandhi in our country, Jawaharlal Nehru, he was attacked, heart attack, several times, and doctor said, within a week, he'll have to go. Still, he was going to the hillside to recoup his health. And when he was on the point of death, he was brought to New Delhi and died. So after the point of death, he was thinking that I must remain a prime minister, otherwise the whole thing will be lost. In my absence, if I am not on the seat, then everything will be lost. This is Maya. Gandhi was thinking like that. He agitated his political movement against the British rule. The British had went away. I requested him that now you have got Swaraj and you are so respectable in the world, you take this propaganda to preach Bhagavad Gita. No. You still stick to this politics. Unless you are skilled. You are skilled, you know. So this is the propensity, sarva-kama. There is no end of their desires. No end. They are called sarva-kama. So here it is recommended. Akama, just the opposite. Akama niskinchan. They have finished all this nonsense, material leaders, Vaishnava. Just like you have taken sannyas, it is supposed that you have finished all your material leaders. This is called akama. Just the opposite. And the other side, sarva-kama. There is no end of desire, material desire. So, Vyasadev recommends, all right, you may be sakama. Sakama means without end of any desires, full of desires. And between these, there is another. Moksha-kama. So, sakama, sarva-kama, karmis. Those who are working very hard, just like animals. Animals are meant for working hard. But now, men are being educated to work like animals. Animals. There is no end. So they are called karmis. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has designated these animals, these karmi animals, who are working very, very hard, just like hogs and dogs. They have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as murha, murha, rascal, foolish. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has explained why they are murha. This means they want some eating, sleeping, mating. But why so much hard work? Now, eating, sleeping, mating, they just see the birds They are free. They don't work at night at least. But human being, day and night. Night also, night duty. I shall get some more money. So there is no end. How they can be happy? They are simply thinking of that I shall work very hard and I shall get money and enjoy my senses. So where is the question of happiness? The karmis cannot have happiness because their method is to work hard. But how they can be happy? Similarly, jnanis, moksha kama, after being disgusted that I worked so hard throughout my whole life, I could not get peace. Therefore, it is false. Jagat mithya. Mithya means false. This is Shankaracharya philosophy. Jagat mithya. Mithya means false. Brahma sat. Now let me search out where is Brahma and become one with him. That is also another labor. Speculating, they have to interpret all these Vedic literature to make God dead, void, impersonal, nullified. So they have to gather their arguments, and that is another labor, hard labor. So they are also working hard. Yogis, they want to show some magic. I can walk on the water. I can fly in the air without any airship. I can go this planet, that planet. Yogis can do that. They have got this magical power. I can create immediately gold. And if you can show this magical feast, immediately you get so many. But that kind of yogi also very rare to be found. And now in your country, yogi means who can show some gymnastics, that's all. So they are also working hard. Because they have got kama. The yogi, he wants to be very popular by showing magic. Because general people, they cannot walk on the water. But if somebody can walk on the water, millions of people immediately go to the Pacific Ocean to see. So therefore they want siddhi. Actually, there are yogis in Siddha Loka. Without any flying machine, they can go from one planet to another. Durbhasa Muni, he went. Within a year, he came back. He went to Vaikuntha planet. Yogi, great yogi. He saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. But he was not excused. He went to beg pardon. So that he may be saved from the Sudarshan Chakra. So he went to Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and all big, big demigods, please save me. The Sudarshan Chakra is after me. So everyone said, we are unable to do anything. You can go to Lord Vishnu. So he went to Lord Vishnu, he saw him, he talked with him. And Lord Vishnu also said that I cannot do anything. You must go to Ambarish Maharaj and fall down on his feet and beg his pardon. Then you can be saved. So this is the position. And Ambarish Maharaj was a devotee. He did not know anything. He was simply depending on Krishna. So just see who is powerful. That even the yogis are not so powerful as the devotees. Why? Because devotees fully surrendered to Krishna. Fully surrendered, if Krishna likes, he will save me. Otherwise, I don't try for myself. I have to simply serve Krishna, that's all. And Krishna takes charge of his saving. And when Krishna wants to kill, just like Prahlad Maharaj, ordinary, not ordinary, but a simple boy, and how much torturing was going on upon him by his father. But he was saved by Krishna. Ultimately, when it was intolerable, then he appeared and killed the rascal. So, therefore, devotees are akama. They don't have any desire. Even in greatest danger, they do not ask Krishna. That is pure devotion. Annavilasita sunnam. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asanta krishna bhakta nishkam atayev shanta. Shanta means peaceful. Who is peaceful? Only Krishna bhakta, devotee of Krishna. He is peaceful. Others, no. They cannot be peaceful. Why? That there is demand. The karmi is wanting to lord it over this material world. The jnani is wanting to become one with God. The yogi is wanting some wonderful power. So there is wanting. It may be of different category, but there is demand. But akama, he has no demand. That's all. He doesn't want anything from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching him. Nadanangana janangana sundaring kavitanga jagadisa kama. I don't want money. I don't want followers. I don't want nice wife. These things are wanted by the materialist. A devotee simply wants, give me the chance of serving him. That's all. Hare Krishna, Hare Radharani, Krishna, Lord, you are both present here. Kindly give me the chance to serve you. That's all. This is akama. So akama, they have no other business. They're simply to serve Krishna. Mama janmani janmani ishare bhagavatad bhakti rahoi tukitai. My dear Lord, I don't want anything. But give me this facility that I may be engaged in your service. That's all. So, Bhagavata recommends that even though you are a fool number one, you are demanding from Krishna sarva-kama or moksha-kama, still you worship Krishna. Don't go to other demigods. Because we have seen the list of demigods. If you want, the prescription is there. If you want this, you worship this deity. If you want this, you worship this deity. But they are all kamas. And the Bhagavad Gita, these kami, these lusty persons have been condemned. Kamastasta hitogyana. Hitogyana, lost of all intelligence. That means rascal. In good language, it is hitogyana, one who has lost his intelligence. The hitogyana is explained by Vishwanatha Chakravarti, nastabuddhaya. Nastabuddhaya, no intelligence. No intelligence. So, why no intelligence? No, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Antabhattu phalamatesa. The benediction they get from the demigods. Just like it is recommended, we have read it, that if you want beautiful wife, you worship Uma. If you want very strong sexual power, then you worship Indra. So this prescription is there. But they are foolish. Why foolish? They suppose you get very beautiful wife and very strong sex power, then how long you will enjoy it? Antabhattu phalam tesa. It will end. 5 years, 10 years, even in living condition, if you have become old, 70 years, 80 years old, then what you will do with beautiful wife? There will be no more sex power. Vidhasa taruni vajya. Vidhasa, these are useless. When one has become old, to have a young wife is troublesome for him. So therefore, we should not desire anything material. They are all temporary. It will finish. It will finish. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the same Chaitanya, Krishna Das Kavidas says, Krishna je bhaje sevarachyato. Anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness, takes the shelter of Krishna, he is the perfect intelligent man. He is the perfect. So here it is recommended that you fools, you rascal, akama, sarvakama, sarva, not akama, sarvakama, mokshakama, you are all rascals. Therefore, Vasudeva is advising, all right, even though you are rascal, you are full of desires, you are full of becoming one with the Supreme, still you worship. Jajita purusam param, the Supreme Personality of God. Still you do that. That is the recommendation. Don't go to others. Now, the question is, the bhakti means unnavilasita sunnam. One must be free from all kinds of desires. That is pure. Now it is recommended here, the sarvakama, mokshakama, those who are desiring for all material opulences, those who are desiring for becoming liberated, so, they are not unnavilasita sunnam. They have desires. How they can be bhakta? How they can be devotee? Because devotee is pure. Yes, no. Akam. Why it is recommended? The recommendation is there also for demigods. That is freedom. The Shastra is giving you all freedom. If you like, you do this. But ultimately gives his instruction, just like Krishna. He has spoken so many things. Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Karma Yoga. But at the end he says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, Mameka. So we give up all this nonsense, simply surrender it. That is the ultimate instruction. So that means Shastra gives you freedom. At the same time gives you chance. Shastra is not, just like we are free and the state laws are there. And we are free to violate it or to abide by it. Similarly, all these shastras, everything is there. And the freedom is also there. The ultimate freedom, but there is freedom, a small freedom. We can make our choice. Here also the same thing Vyasadeva is giving, a list, that if you want this, you worship this demigod, Janti Deva Prata Devan, Pitri Injanti Pitri Vrataha. But if you are intelligent, Udaradhi, very intelligent, then in spite of, despite all your desires, you become Krishna conscious. You go to Krishna. Purusham Param. Who is Purusham Param? Krishna. Arjuna accepts him. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, all Paramam, Supreme. Purusham. You are the Supreme Person. The same thing, Purusham Param. The Brahma Sangita. Ishara Parama, Krishna. It's Param, Supreme, Superlative. Is Krishna in every respect. He is the Supreme Power. Purushottama, Uttama. Nobody greater than Krishna. So, here it is recommended that even if you have got desires, all kinds of desires, there are varieties of desires. Even you want jnana siddhi, yoga siddhi, karma siddhi, or dhyana siddhi, simply go to Krishna. That's all. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, Krishna also says, jat karosi, you want to do something. This is all activities. Either you are karmi, jnani, or yogi, there are activities. The meditation, so-called meditation, that is also another activity, mental activity. So, why it is recommended like that? They are not devotees, they are sarvakama. If they go to worship Krishna, that is facility. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he was sarvakama. He wanted material happiness. He was insulted by his stepmother. He determined that I shall have such kingdom which even my father also did not enjoy. My father's wife has insulted me, I shall show him. This kind of determination is there. And that I shall show him. So it was sarvakama. When Narad approached Dhruva Maharaj and informed him, my dear boy, you are a prince, you are so delicate, you cannot accept these troubles of living in the jungle. It is very, very difficult. Great, great sages, they could not. You better go home. And when you get old, when time will be ripe, you can come. Now you go home. So he was a son of Kshatriya. He was so determined. He said, my dear sir, I thank you for your instruction, but I am so rascal, I cannot accept. Just see. I am Kshatriya. Your this Brahminical instruction will not be acceptable by me. So if you can give me any mantra by which I can see the Supreme Lord, just talk of that. I want to see. Yes. Then Narada Muni saw, he is so determined, he is not going back. Then he gave him. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chant this. And he saw Krishna, Vishnu, within 6 months. He was so determined. And But when Krishna offered him, now, you ask me whatever you like, you can take from me. You have undergone so much severe austerities, you can take. So, you are sorry. No. Samin kritarthosmi varangana jache. My dear Lord, I have no more any desire. I don't want any. I have got everything. Not only everything, more than everything. I have seen you. So I don't want anything. You see? This chance is there. Even with your karma, desires, you execute devotional service, make connection with the Supreme Lord. A time will come, you will become akama, no more. The time will come, therefore it is recommended. Not that sarvakama goes to Krishna and simply bother him, give me this, give me this. No. Let him talk like that, give me this, give me that. Krishna will see to that. But by devotional service, if he comes in contact with Krishna seriously, then time will come, he will become akama. Therefore it is recommended. Not that it is advised that you go to Krishna and ask all nonsense from him. That is not pure devotion. Pure devotion is akama. Nothing. Nadanangna janangna sundarinka vidanga. So it is recommended here only that a devotee, even he is foolish in the beginning, to ask from Krishna all material facilities, still when he is engaged in devotion, when it comes to the perfectional stage, or when he comes in contact with the pure devotee, he gives up all this nonsense. And as a pure devotee, he simply engages himself without any return, without any profit, in the service of the Lord. Thank you.
Next is a class from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, Texts 11 and 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 29th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
All the different kinds of worshippers of multi-demigods can attain the highest perfectional benediction, which is spontaneous attraction, unflinchingly fixed upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by the association of the pure devotee of the Lord.
This is the secret. Association of the pure devotee of the Lord. Without association of pure devotees of life, nobody can come to this stage, unflinching faith and devotion to the Supreme Personality of God. I think last part, you did not read. Read it.
Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is described in the Bhagavad Gita as the Purushottama, or the Supreme Personality. It is He only who can award liberation to the impersonalist by absorbing such aspirants in the Brahma Jyoti, the bodily rays of the Lord. The Brahma Jyoti is not separate from the Lord, as the glowing sun ray is not independent of the sun disk. Therefore, one who desires to merge into the supreme impersonal Brahma Jyoti must also worship the Lord by Bhakti Yoga, as it is recommended here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Yoga is especially stressed here as the means of all perfection. In the previous chapters, it has been stated that Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal of both Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. And in the same way, in this chapter, it is emphatically declared
that bhakti yoga is the ultimate goal of all of the different varieties of worship of the different demigods. Bhakti yoga, thus being the supreme means of self-realization, is recommended here. Everyone must therefore seriously take up the methods of bhakti yoga, even though one aspires for material enjoyment or liberation from material bondage. Akamaha is one who has no material desire. A living being, naturally being the part and parcel of the supreme whole, Purusham Purnam, has as his natural function to serve the supreme being. Just as the parts and parcels of the body, or the limbs of the body, are naturally meant to serve the complete body. Desireless means, therefore, not to be inert like the stone, but to be conscious of one's actual position, and thus desire satisfaction only from the Supreme Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this desirelessness as Vajaniya Parama Purusha Sukha Matra Svasukatvam in his Sandarpa. This means that one should only feel happy by experiencing the happiness of the Supreme Lord. This intuition of the living being is sometimes manifested even during the conditioned stage of a living being in the material world. And such intuition is expressed in the manner of altruism, of philanthropism, socialism, communism, etc., by the undeveloped minds of less intelligent persons. In the mundane field, such an outlook of doing good to others in the form of society, community, family, country, or humanity is a partial manifestation of the same original feeling in which a pure living entity feels happiness by the happiness of the Supreme Lord. Such superb feelings were exhibited by the damsels of Rajapumi for the happiness of the Lord. The gopis loved the Lord without any return, and this is the perfect exhibition of the akama spirit. Kama spirit, or the desire for one's own satisfaction, is fully exhibited in the material world, whereas the spirit of akama is fully exhibited in the spiritual world. Thoughts of becoming one with the Lord or being merged in the Brahma Jyoti can also be exhibitions of kama spirit if they are desires for one's own satisfaction to be free from the material miseries. A pure devotee does not want liberation.
Prahlad Maharaj said that I don't want my liberation alone unless I deliver all these fools who are rotting in this material world. I do not want my personal liberation. This is Vaishnava philosophy. The Mayavadi philosopher, they are going to Himalaya or some secluded place for personal benefit. But a Vaishnava, he has no desire for personal benefit. The personal benefit is already there in Vaishnava because he is in touch with the Supreme Lord by his service. Prahlad Maharaj said, Naitadviji paradeva durataya vaitaranya tadvija gayana maha mritamagna chitya Suchi tad vimukha chetasa maya sukhaya bharamad bhuta bharamud bhato vimura. My dear Lord, I am not anxious for myself because I have got the thing. I have no problem how to cross over the Nisayans or how to go to Vaikuntha or how to become liberated. These problems are solved. Why? How you have solved? Na tadvijya gayana maha amrtamirna chitta. Because I am engaged always in glorifying your activities, so my problem is solved. Then what is your problem? The problem is soche, I am lamenting, soche, tad vimukha chetasa, those who are averse to you, being averse to you, they are
working so hard, maya sukhaya, the so-called happiness, these rascals, so I am simply lamenting for them. This is our Vaishnava pleasure. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, he has no problem. But his only problem is how to deliver the rascals who are simply working hard for getting Krishna. That is the problem. Go on.
A pure devotee does not want liberation so that he may be relieved from the miseries of life. Even without so-called liberation, a pure devotee is aspirant for the satisfaction of the Lord. Influenced by the Kama spirit, Arjuna declined to fight in the Kurukshetra battlefield because he wanted to save his relatives for his own satisfaction. But being a pure devotee, he agreed to fight on the instruction of the Lord because he came to his senses that satisfaction of the Lord at the cost of his own satisfaction was his prime duty. Thus he became Akama. That is the perfect stage of a perfect living being. Udaradhihi means one who has broader outlook. People with desires for material enjoyment worship small demigods, and such intelligence is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita 7:20 as Hrito Jnana. The intelligence of one who has lost his senses. No one can obtain any result from demigods without getting sanction from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, a person with a broader outlook can see that the ultimate authority is the Lord, even for material benefits. Under the circumstances, one with a broader outlook, even with the desire for material enjoyment or for liberation, should take to the worship of the Lord directly. And everyone, either in upkama or sukkama or mokshakama, should worship the Lord with great expedience. This implies that bhakti yoga may be perfectly administered without any mixture of karma and jnana, as the unmixed sun ray is very forceful and is therefore called tibra. Similarly, unmixed bhakti yoga of hearing, chanting, etc., may be performed by one and all, regardless of inner motive.
Next.
All living entities within the material creation, beginning from the first demigod, Brahma, down to the small ant, in different statuses of life, are conditioned under the law of material nature, or the external energy of the Supreme Lord. The living entity in his pure state is conscious of the fact that he is a part and parcel of the Lord, but when he is thrown into the material world on account of his desire to lord it over material energy, he becomes conditioned by the three modes of material nature and thus struggles for existence for the highest benefit. This struggle of existence is something like following the will of the wisp under the spell of material enjoyment. All plans of material enjoyment, either by worship of different demigods as described in the previous verses of this chapter, or by modernized advancement of scientific knowledge without the help of God or demigod, are illusory only because despite all such plans for happiness, the conditioned living being within the compass of material creation can never solve the problems of life, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. The history of the universe is full of such plan makers, and many kings and emperors come and go, leaving a plan-making story only. But the prime problems of life remain unsolved despite all endeavors by such plan makers. Actually, human life is meant for making a solution to the problems of life. Such problems can never be solved by satisfying different demigods, by different modes of worship, or by so-called scientific advancement of knowledge without the help of God or the demigods. Apart from the gross materialists, who care very little either for God or for the demigods, the Vedas recommend worship of different demigods for different benefits, so they are neither false nor imaginary. The demigods are as factual as we are, but they are much more powerful due to their being engaged in the direct service of the Lord by managing different departments in the universal government. The Bhagavad Gita confirms this, and the different planets of the demigods are mentioned there, including the one of the supreme demigod, Lord Brahma. The gross materialists believe neither in the existence of God nor the demigods. Nor do they believe that different planets are dominated by different demigods. They are creating a great commotion about reaching the closest celestial body, the Chandraloka, or the moon. But even after much mechanical research, they have only very scanty information of this moon. And in spite of much false advertisement for selling land on the moon, the puffed-up scientist or gross materialist cannot live there, and what to speak of reaching other innumerable planets which they are unable even to count. However, the followers of the Vedas have a different method of acquiring knowledge. They accept the statements of the Vedic literatures as authority in toto, as we have already discussed in Canto 1, and therefore they have full and reasonable knowledge of God and demigods and of their different residential planets situated within the compass of the material world and beyond the limit of the material sky. The most authentic Vedic literature, accepted by the great Indian acharyas like Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Chaitanya, etc., and studied by all important personalities of the world, is the Bhagavad Gita, in which the worship of the demigods and their respective residential planets are mentioned. The Bhagavad Gita affirms, Jati deva vrata devan pritin jati pritivrataha pradaha bhutani jati bhuteja jati madhya janopimam. The worshippers of demigods reach the respective planets of the demigods, and the worshippers of forefathers reach the planets of the forefathers. The gross materialist remains in the different material planets, but the devotees of the Lord reach the kingdom of God. Bhagavad Gita 9:25. We also have information from the Bhagavad Gita that all the planets within the material world, including the Brahmaloka, are but temporarily situated, and after a fixed period, they are all annihilated. Therefore, the demigods and their followers are all annihilated at the period of devastation, but one who reaches the kingdom of God gets a permanent share in eternal life. That is the verdict of Vedic literature. The worshippers of the demigods have one facility more than the unbelievers due to their conviction of the Vedic version, by which they can get information of the benefit of worshipping the Supreme Lord and the association of the devotees of the Lord. The gross materialist, however, without any faith in the Vedic version, remains eternally in darkness, driven by a false conviction on the basis of imperfect experimental knowledge, or the so-called material science, which can never reach into the realm of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, once they come in contact with a transcendentalist like the pure devotee of the Lord, the attempts of the gross materialists or the worshippers of the temporary demigods are simply a waste of energy. Only by the grace of the divine personalities, the pure devotees of the Lord, can one achieve pure devotion, which is the highest perfection of human life. Only a pure devotee of the Lord can show one the right way of progressive life. Otherwise, both the materialistic way of life, without any information of God or the demigods, and the life engaged in the worship of demigods in pursuit of temporary material enjoyments, are all different phases of phantasmagoria. They are nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita also, but the Bhagavad Gita can be understood in the association of pure devotees only, and not by the interpretations of politicians or dry philosophical speculators.
So, next. Jnanam jada pratinivitta gunarmi chakram. Knowledge, progressive knowledge. So, when it comes to the real standard, jada, jnanam jada, when the knowledge or speculative empiric knowledge pratinivitta gunarmichakra, no more affected by the waves of these modes of nature. Our present condition state is due to our being carried away by the waves of material nature. We are being carried away. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has translated in his song, Kano mayar basi jaccho hese khaccho habu dubu bhai. Why you are being carried away by the waves of maya and sometimes drowned, sometimes on the surface? Why you are taking so much trouble? Jeev Krishna das evishas kolle to ar dukkho na. As soon as you take it is a fact, but you are misled. It is a fact that you are eternal servant of Krishna, but artificially you are thinking that you are master. You are master, you are God, you are enjoyer, you are this, you are that. That is artificial. So real knowledge means when one is not anymore disturbed by the influence of the modes of material nature. The modes of material nature is working. Somebody is influenced by passion, somebody is influenced by ignorance, and somebody is influenced by goodness also. There is also bondage. If on the platform of goodness, if one stops, then he is also bound. He is also conditioned. I am a very learned man. I know what is Brahma. I am living very nice, peaceful life. These are the products of jnana. But if we remain compact within the boundary of such knowledge and do not make further progress, then that is also bondage. That is also bondage. Therefore, one must come to the sense where these waves of material nature cannot act. That is real knowledge. Therefore it is said, jnanam yada pratinibhitta. Gunarmi, urmi means waves, chakram. In the whirlpool of the waves of the ocean of Nisaya, just like they are taking pleasure in swimming with the waves. It is voluntarily taking the shelter of the ocean, and they like being tossed by the waves, and sometimes they are drowned also. That is our position. We have come to enjoy this ocean of material nuisance, and there is tossing, and we are thinking we are enjoying. So, when one comes to the knowledge that this is not my platform of enjoyment, let me go to the land, then he said. Then he said. Otherwise, he may think that he is enjoying, but he is actually being tossed by the waves of the ocean. And this is knowledge. Jnanam yada pratinibhitta. Atma prasadavuto jatra guneshu asanga. Atma prasada. I am eternal part and parcel of Krishna. I may be very minute part, but because I am now attached with the complete machine, now I am safe. This example I have given, so very tired. A big machine and a small screw part of it. When it is detached from the machine, it has no value. But when it again attached to the machine, even it is very insignificant, small, it has got value. Similarly, Atma Prasadavuta Jatra Guneshu Asanga. Asanga, no more connection with this material nature. But I am my connection with Krishna. It may be little, very, I may be very minute, but that, connection is very valuable. I have given many times this example, that a car running at the speed of 60 miles and a cycle is running at the rate of 10 miles, but as soon as the cyclist catches the car, the cyclist also runs in the 60 miles. So similarly, instead of trying to satisfy our senses independently, if we join with Krishna in his rasa-dance, as cowherd boys, gopis, if join with Krishna, then you get the same pleasure as Krishna. This is Krishna concept. Don't try to enjoy independently. Just like here in this temple, every one of us trying to enjoy life in connection with Krishna. As soon as we are disconnected with Krishna consciousness, this kind of foodstuff or this kind of living, simple living, will not satisfy you. You will be tossed by the waves of material nature, as others are being. They are also eating. We are also eating. But in our eating, we have got full satisfaction. And they have no satisfaction. They are eating sometimes here, sometimes there, this restaurant, that restaurant, this place, so many advertisements. So, anyone who wants to be in transcendental pleasure, absorbed in transcendental pleasure, how he'll decline to hear the Harikatha, transcendental message about the Supreme Personality of God, Harikatha. Harikatha su. This is Harikatha. In our temple, whatever we discuss, that is Harikatha or Krishna Katha. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Harikatha. No? Read? No, okay. All right. No, I shall read tomorrow.